y'all, this is Samantha Salmon, Certified Integrative Nutrition Coach and Brain Health Licensed Trainer. And today I want to talk to you about a concept called hedonic adaptation. What is this? Hedonic adaptation is basically the concept of that explains our need for instant gratification, right? So let's say you really like cookies, okay? Cookies is your thing. And you have cookies and it lights up the pleasure centers of your brain. And because of this really pleasurable experience, every day you want cookies. But then you get to a point where one cookie is not enough, two cookies are not enough, so three cookies. But then three cookies turns into six cookies because you're constantly looking for that bliss, right? That whatever that first experience was that was so exciting for you, you're looking to get that again. But because of the adaptation, the body adapts and it's not as pleasurable. There's like diminishing returns. So the first time it was so great, it was such an amazing experience. By time number five, it's not as great. And so you have to double up, triple up on the quantities to have the same pleasurable experience as the first time. And this is how folks get into this cycle of unhealthy eating habits, the falling off the wagon, is because the body adapts. And it's not that bliss point. Constantly seeking for that bliss point is, one, it's an addiction, okay? It's an addiction. It's an addiction to that high of bliss, which I totally get. Like, I've been there, I understand. To overcome this in the nutrition realm, what has helped me is fasting. Water fasting and coconut water fasting even. But intermittent fasting, more extended fast, like a 24-hour, 36-hour fast, either on water or coconut water. Water is an actual, like, legit fast. Coconut water, because I believe there's enough sugar in there to give your body an insulin response, so I don't know that you would have the exact same, like, all the benefits of a true fast. But in terms of this thing, the hedonic adaptation and just trying to get back to yourself and clean out the palate. When you, after the fast, when you eat healthy foods, they are very enticing to you. And you don't need to go back to these really unhealthy things like the refined sugars and have high sodium processed packaged foods, whatever those trigger foods are for you, because it could keep you on a cycle constantly looking for that high bliss state. And it gets harder and harder to maintain that. But fasting allows you like a reset. It resets not only your mouth in terms of your palate, but it's also resetting the gut microbiome, because you're starving off the bad gut bacteria that is craving more and more of that stuff, because that's what it feeds on. It feeds on the refined sugar. It feeds on highly processed foods. I think this concept is really important to know because it's just how our brain is wired. And so this is a hack, right? It's a hack to, one, understand how your brain is wired and why you find yourself in the same situation. You want to eat clean, you want to be high raw vegan, but you find yourself, quote unquote, falling off the wagon. It's because of this. And for those who have busy lives, right, the busy professionals, intermittent fasting as a weight loss and weight maintenance strategy, coupled also with healthy, clean eating, is the biggest, best hack of them all. This is how you get to go quick and you maintain that goal. And it's healthy for your body. It's healthy, it's natural, it's how we've evolved to, for our bodies to work and work optimally. Because right now, the way we're living, eating and enjoying food and not expending energy is not how our bodies were meant to function for so many hundreds of years, right? Our body has been operating a certain way. And because of technological advances and improvements in our food system, efficiencies and things like this, we now have a situation where we're very sedentary and we're consuming a lot. And part of our consumption is trying to get to that, not just comfort as in comfort food, but that excitement, that joy, that pleasure. A lot of us are lacking joy and pleasure from our lives, and food is it. And that right there is the key on how to heal your relationship with food. Not just through fasting, which I'm really encouraging you to do on this episode, but finding, while you're going through the fast, right, you need to fill the time with something so you're not constantly thinking about the fact that you're not eating, because that's a struggle. So you want to pinpoint, you want to have a list, make a list of 25 things that actually makes you happy, makes you joyful. What can simulate a happy, joyful, blissful state for you that is not food? What can do that for you? Make a list of those things. And if you're struggling to find that list, right, to find that within yourself, then I highly recommend that you jump on a call with me. So I will share a link in the description to this video for a 20-minute call for us to dig deep and find out what that is, because you want to have a more fuller, fulfilling, satisfying life. So food is not trying to do all of the things it wasn't meant to do. Food is supposed to be nourishing our bodies. It's not supposed to be our love life. It's not supposed to be our spiritual life. It's not supposed to take the place of our social life. The food is not entertainment, it is nourishment. And so in order to get back to that, understanding the concept of hedonic adaptation, how our brains were hijacked with these highly processed foods and these refined sugars in order to line the pockets of folks who really don't care about our health, understanding that helps you take back agency for your own health, take back the power, and focus on the things that truly matter. This thing, this unhealthy relationship with food, is really a symptom of something deeper. And so focusing on that deeper thing is going to help you with the nutrition piece. All right? So until next time, have a blessed day.